Welcome to the Treasure Corner, where we discuss all things concerning metal detecting and treasure hunting. I'm Dan Hughes. If you'd like to send me an email or drop me an MP3 voicer about the show, the email address here is thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And please visit our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Today's tip concerns record keeping. Do you keep a logbook or diary of what you find? There are 100 different ways to do it, in a notebook, or on 3x5 cards, or with a computer. I have columns for the date, location, ground condition, what detector, the settings I was using, and the coin's year, denomination, and condition. There's really no set way to do this. You may use very different column headings. Besides giving you a compact record of your treasure hunting trips, a logbook can help you see the forest for the trees. You may notice, for example, that one of your favorite spots isn't as productive as you thought it was. It may have given you a lot of coins, but none of them as old as you wanted. Or maybe a site had an overload of nickels. Could that mean your detector settings were strange? Or maybe you see that most of the coins you found in a particular field were all dated before 1940, or after 1970. Study your logbook for patterns that may help you better plan your next trip. Now let's talk about hunting in parks. Public parks can be an aggravation to hunt. People wanting to watch you, a lack of good finds because lots of other people have been hunting there, people telling you that you shouldn't be doing that, and even a chance of physical danger in some parks. If you're hunting a large park with isolated areas, you should have a partner with you for safety's sake. Carrying whistles to summon each other in case of danger is not a bad idea. If your goal is simply to find coins regardless of age, then check out this list of the best places to work when you're hunting a park or playground you've never visited before and you don't mind finding mostly newer coins. Around swings, especially several yards directly in front of and in back of each swing, where kids land when they get up a good head of steam and then jump. Slides can be good. Look behind them, at their sides, under and at the bottom of slides, and several yards directly in front of the slide. Especially check the grassless depression right at the bottom of the slide, where the ground is packed hard and coins can be deep. Poke around the seesaws and the monkey bars. Kids hang by their legs and coins drop right out of their pockets. And by the way, a small loop like 5 inches is best when you're hunting around metal bars and supports. Be sure to check around drinking fountains, picnic tables, and park benches. You'll find a lot of junk, especially around picnic tables, but that just means that other treasure hunters have been discouraged and perhaps have left some good finds for you. If the park has a large open area with no obvious clues as to where people might have gathered, just wander haphazardly and plant golf tees over your beeps without digging them yet. This is a quick and efficient way to discover a pattern of coins or a specific area where coins tend to be bunched. Remember, most public parks have been heavily detected, and most of the easy coins have already been found. True, you'll find coins that were recently lost, but it can be pretty hard to find older coins in public parks. If you want to go for the older coins, remember the trade-off. You won't find nearly as many coins, but the few that you do find will probably be older and hopefully more valuable. Now here's the main rule for hunting parks. For the older coins, stick to the older areas of older parks. Even old parks usually have new areas, and most amateur treasure hunters concentrate on these new parts. Nice, shiny playground equipment, newly laid sidewalks, newly paved roadways, smooth level ground, and closely mowed grass makes these areas inviting for treasure hunters. Don't follow the crowd. Try to figure out which part of the parks are the older, undisturbed areas. These parts will be rough and bumpy, lots of stickers, the grass will be ugly and spotty, and the ground will be hard. Sidewalks will be buckled and broken with weeds growing right up through them. These are the areas that are more likely to hold the older coins. Look for signs of old equipment that has been removed, metal plates or concrete pads still in the ground. Not only are these areas not hit as often as the new areas, they also hold the oldest coins. As for drinking fountains, picnic tables, and park benches, ask old-timers if they were in different places in the park years ago, and search those places carefully for older coins. Hunt the unlikely areas that others avoid because they don't look as promising. These places will often give up older coins. I was searching a city park that had been in use for over a century. Lots of people had detected it, and most of what I found was new. I was enjoying myself, but I had hoped for some older coins. I took a bit of time to evaluate the layout, and then I picked two places in the park that I thought might yield some surprises. The first was under a large bush with stickers. I scratched my arm, pushing my detector under the bush, but I got a solid beep that turned out to be an 1899 Barber dime. When you hunt bushes, push your coil right up to the trunk of the bush. Many of these bushes weren't there 20 or 30 years ago, and most detector users don't get into them, but I found many old coins in bushes. They were dropped before the bushes were planted. By the time the first metal detector hit the park, the bushes were hiding a lot of good old coins. The other place I tried was the lowest part of the park, always damp and dark because of a heavy overhang of tree limbs, and usually with an inch or so of water standing and mosquitoes buzzing about. There wouldn't be anything there, right? Because who would want to try to play in such an area when the rest of the park was so cheerful and inviting? Well, I gingerly waded in and began swinging my detector. I quickly found three very shallow Indian head pennies. Even though the area had been swampy and uninviting for years, it looks like it was at one time dry and well used. So next time you hunt a park, hit the places nobody else hits, because you might well find some beautiful coins in the ugliest part of the park. One last point, which I've made before and will make again, parks are a good bet for gold rings. And if you want to find your share, turn off your discriminator. Gold rings will be found only by those who leave the discrimination off and dig the pull tabs. And so ends another exciting episode of The Treasure Corner. As always, drop us a line or a voice or MP3 note to thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thetreasurecorner@gmail.com. And check out our website, thetreasurecorner.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Hughes in The Treasure Corner.